brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking city business with City Councilman Jim Curd. Thanks for coming in this morning, sir.
Glad to be here, Charlie.
And somewhat, I'll say that the action items on the agenda, almost anticlimactic after getting a new councilman on board and
yes.
Recognizing four of the men in blue.
Yeah, really a great evening just for business we don't usually get to conduct like that. To finally fill our fifth seat was good to have done. We lost our councilor in late November, and mm-hmm. Christmas time came, and it's just a busy time of year, so we finally got that done last night and have a great addition with Trevor Dorsey, a local agricultural banker here in town, and we're just a young guy that's been involved in the community on several levels at the City Planning Commission and some other things, so we're really glad to have him aboard.
Yeah, I continue, even though he's no longer in town, to wish Dr. Cooper, or Dr. all of a sudden,
yes.
Callahan. It was one of those seen him, and he was going to work with the Cooper Institute, which is what I was got that other C in there. The folks that invented Air Force aerobics program way back in the early 70s.
Yes, so. He's been sorely missed. He was a great addition to the council, and we wish him well. And I know he's on to good things where he's gone. So it's good to have Mr. Dorsey step in his place, and we're looking forward to conducting business with him.
And the other nominee. Of course, retired Judge Jan Dreiling, and I think every councilman out there, as you get further down the line, to come at it, you got less to say. But you had a collection of possible good choices.
Great choices across the board. And what I remarked about was certainly the quality of young candidates we had, which I'm really glad to see. But you can't even begin to speak of the credentials and experience that Jan Dreiling brought to the table. A wonderful candidate, certainly would have served the community well also.
Well, I hope that interest will carry on, just because I think voters always deserve a choice at election time.
You bet. And that's only 10 months away or 11 months away. Yeah. So all five seats will be back up for election this coming November.
Not that I don't think that we don't have good councilmen
now, but
I just one of those, I think the voters always deserve a good choice.
You bet. And then beyond that, having the four officers in last night, each is two pairs of young men that have been out serving our community, finding them in a situation where they ended up saving lives of our citizens. It was very gratifying to have them last night and be able to recognize them.
Yeah, and Chief Holland, I think, was as eloquent as chief police get when he started telling the story of the two life-saving actions.
Did a great job, and as we would all be if they were we were in his position, we'd be very proud of people like that. These guys are trained, they're out there every day on the front line, and confronted with difficult situations, and it's really very encouraging to see them react the way they did and come through for the citizens of Bartlesville.
Almost on a public safety related matter, near the end of the story, near the end of the meeting rather, I think it was actually Mike Bailey that brought it up, but it may have been the mayor, I don't remember for sure, just reminding folks of some recent vandalism incidents and what appears to be arson incidents.
Yes, we've got the arson, and we have had some vandalism in our parks, a lot of vandalism in our parks. So, we've got a great police force. They're out and about in the community, but the eyes of the citizens will always help. So, being vigilant, looking and noticing things in your community that aren't quite right, and pointing those out to officials is always a good thing, and we all need to be working hard to do that.
Yeah, and again, it just happens. People notice sometimes things that they don't even realize until days, weeks later.
Exactly.
What it is that they noticed.
Yeah, we're all training ourselves to be more, in tune with things like that, because things happen every day at a rapid pace, and we've got to be more tuned in on some of those things so we can hopefully react quicker and get the information to the correct people sooner.
Yeah. Just as far as the action items, closing out a community development block grant, which the city has made great use of. It's a one-on-one match for whatever the federal dollars are. The city matches those dollars to do things. In the past, we've done sewer projects. We've done a few other things, but the one that was closed out last night, the plaza near the pavilion downtown.
Yeah, the pavilion was been a great project, great addition for the community. Lisa Beeman did a wonderful job in bringing that along, and it's going to serve the community well for many years. It's very well done. It's sitting on what's going to become a very important corner for the community eventually when we address the Highway 123 bridge, and we've got money in the upcoming bond issue to hopefully readdress the whole entrance into that park and put some money into Kitty Park and some other things. So she made several good points. We put some sidewalks in on the east and the south side that will ultimately connect our downtown with our Pathfinder, providing where that major pass in the bond issue, and a great addition to have Pathfinder come into downtown someday.
Yeah, the only thing that she didn't have as part of her video presentation really was the really, really old homes that were sitting there before they were torn down.
The apartment,
but,
yeah.
It took it from that vacant lot to really, a very well improved piece of property.
Yes, we've added parking on the further on the north side, and then we've got plans for putting additional parking in right near where the old arch building was. And then again, if I can say, we've got a project included in the bond issue that would put a zero depth splash pad right next to the pavilion and next to Kitty Park. That I think would be a great addition to that corner also.
Well, since you brought it up, we'll go ahead and talk bond issue projects.
Sure.
We'll take a short break and continue with Jim Curd coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our Community Connection on 1400 K1, talking with Councilman Jim Curd, and we are actually a month away today.
Yes.
To March election, 6th. To election day, and it was again the mayor that was reminding folks that if you are not registered to vote, you have until Friday to get that way.
Very important aspect. I mean, we're kind of in a learning phase of the bond issue right now, teaching people, or giving information, not teaching, just exposing information to them so they can make their own choice. But if you do want to make a choice, you have to get registered by Friday.
We're not going to be able to cover everything on the bond issue, but we're going to hit a few of the highlights on this one. And I think bottom line, first of all, it is the bottom line. Tax will remain the same.
Right. I've had several really good conversations about that, because it is a continuing tax, and it is one of our primary methods of improving our city, along with our CIP sales tax that we have. So we have two measures that we gather funds from the citizens, one on property tax and one on sales tax. We tend to share the sales tax with visitors, but the property tax is a tax dedicated to the citizens of Bartlesville that they pay as a percentage of their property tax. So, if the question is, if the bond issues don't pass, or some of them, your taxes could go down, and I get that part of it, but more importantly, if we don't pass it, we don't continue to move forward.
Well, and there are things that if we did not pass a bond issue to be able to have the upfront dollars to do whatever we're talking about,
right,
then it's like everything else, sometimes you have to let something go until you can afford to pay for it at home.
Sure.
And in this case, we don't want the city to have to do that.
No, if we had the budget, as a larger community might have on the capital side, to fund things from excess revenues, that would be fine. But, my experience with the city is, for the most part, by and large, our city does a wonderful job with our tax dollars to the best of their ability with what we have. Certainly the addition of the 4 cents raising the sales tax helped our parks department and our city public works department. We've got additional people on the roads every day cleaning up our parks, mowing our right-of-ways, taking care of our streets. So that's been a great addition. But we're on to other issues in the bond issue, and we've got our typical issue of roads and drainage and city equipment, and those are you know, things that face us every day. We've got equipment breaking and wearing out. We've got roads with potholes that need fixing. We've got drainage affecting businesses and property owners in town that we've got to address.
And since some of those potholes are or will be along some of the major streets in town, if they're in a cul-de-sac, then maybe only the cul-de-sac residents realize that that's a pothole. But many of them are along busy city streets.
Sure. I mean, we've got to take care of the cul-de-sacs and we've got to take care of the main thoroughfares. So it's a wide choice of streets. We've got a great system to prioritize them. It doesn't always put people in the right order that they'd like to be fixed. I get that. And but in our package, even in our streets package, for this bond issue, we've got almost $2 million to do every one of our downtown major arteries from Cherokee to Keeler and from Adams to Hensley, mm-hmm. approximately. So it's really going to be a good time to get all those streets down there caught up and more drivable.
And I will just do an aside to the listeners that if you feel that the pothole in front of your house is the most important project in town, and to you it probably is, we have a street committee you can talk to.
Yes, you can. You can call me or call your counselor, and we'll make sure that that's addressed in an appropriate way and try to get a solution for you.
Yeah. Streets and also sewer projects along the way, and it's been in the news nearly every year that Bartlesville continues to have miscellaneous sewer problems here and there.
Yes, we're constantly working on inflow into our sewer, keep stormwater from leaking into the sewer, and improving it along the way. So we've got a sewer oversight committee that works diligently to do that, and we're working on ways to improve that system every day.
You mentioned parks, and some of the new sales tax dollars do go to parks, but when we're talking about things like expanding the Pathfinder and improvements to the park system, those do take bond dollars.
They take bond dollars, and those are, you know, as everybody knows, is a large portion of the bond issue coming up. So it's a great topic of discussion out there, the need and necessity of these, and I believe that it's a great package of things to put before the community that's not long overdue, but it's time for us to kind of look for ways to improve our community in some of the social and quality of life and amenities that our neighbors have to the south, and we've got them on there, and we've got them in a 70%, we've got them in the important side, and then we've got them down in the 30% project. So it's a wonderful package for people to look at, to read, to understand that there's a lot of great things in there, in my view, that will really move the community forward, along with improving our retail, continuing to improve our schools, grow our housing. It's just one element that will continue to help our city market itself to young professionals and others to move and live here and locate here in our town.
Some of those are what I guess we can consider quality of life issues, beautification of downtown, again expanding the Pathfinder, just making Bartlesville a better place to live and work.
Right. I mean, quality of life is a often used term, but I look at it as ways that citizens in this community enjoy living here and want to stay here and are attracted to the community. So we all see it in other communities daily that they've done things, and we're not trying to compare ourselves to them. It's just that those things in other communities tend to attract some of our residents from living here. So it's time that we look at those and the citizens that have the opportunity to see if those are priorities to them or not.
Well, and again, I'll just say if the residents of City X feel it might be a good idea to do this, then it might be a good idea to at least consider, do we want to
sure.
do it here?
And we have in our strategic planning and in our planning documents, our park planning documents, all these projects have been in there. They've been part of a vision of a larger group of people for many, many years. We've taken a more incremental approach in trying to address a lot of these items, and I feel that's not always served the community well. So I look forward to having these out as a package and trying to convince the voters that collectively it's a good group of projects to vote on.
We really haven't talked much about the Price Tower Green project, and I think it's important that people understand the purpose and how that's all going to work. It will close a section of street near the community center.
It does, and then we've certainly worked closely with the police and fire department to make sure that that doesn't hinder any of their efforts. It will be an inconvenience for citizens that are used to driving on that street. I understand that, but the addition of that green space, the linkage of the tower Price Tower and the community center is just it's like a perfect match. It's like somebody designed it a long time ago to start with the Price Tower, build the community center, and then connect them with a green space. Very unique for our community, and at the price tag, it's a lot of money, but it still comes at a price that I think is well worth it for the community to have something sitting that like that on Adams Boulevard for people to see when they drive through, and for the citizens to enjoy virtually on a daily basis.
It's not just a green space. It's not just a park project. It's going to be used.
No, it'll have a performance stage or a type of an amphitheater. It can be used for church services. It can be used for school concerts. It can be used for OK Mozart. We could have portions of Sunfest out there. We could have exercise in the park. I mean, there's any number of things we can do in the park that will certainly contribute to bringing people into the community and bringing people downtown, using our facilities, staying in our hotels, using our restaurants, buying gas here, and leaving some tax dollars here if they come and visit. But as importantly, it gives our citizens that are here another vital connection to the community, why they want to live here, and then it lets us show other people outside the community that are looking at the community to move here that this is a forward-thinking community, and we are addressing those needs for the younger people to want to stay in this community.
There are also some fairly high-dollar equipment purchases that are part of this to work on roads and streets and police vehicles and that sort of thing.
Yes, we've got some great all equipment that the city uses to clean out ditches, and of course we've got a wonderful new pumper truck for the fire department. In working with both the police and fire and making sure they have safe vehicles to operate and efficient vehicles that will continue to serve the Bartlesville residents, that's always a priority for city council.
And then some of the things that are not going to be visible to the public, but it's the software the police department uses to enter their police reports in. If you spend any time around a police officer, one of the things they will complain about is the software is old. It's written for DOS programs. It just doesn't work well for them. And there's a lot better stuff out there, but new software costs money.
Yeah, we've seen that. It's a new thing for me because I run small business. My software costs are, you know, minimal. And then when you get involved in a city and we're linked together on billings and we're linked together on utility bills and things like that, it's amazing how far behind some of our software has gotten. But with that being said, software ages rapidly these days, so there's always a need to be caught up, and then so all you do is have to do minor module updates and things like that. But our software in the police's case is too far behind to try to remedy. We've got to basically start with a whole new package, and I think it'll serve the citizens well.
There will be some other sessions where people can find out more about the bond project over the next month.
Yes, we've got two websites.
GoBond.com,
and I'll provide them to the radio station. We can have them here. Wonderful sites that have just come up that have just basic hard cold facts about the bond issue, and then from the Go Bartlesville or the For Bartlesville campaign, it's a good view of the benefits of the projects that are out there.
Okay, check it out. We are that's our program this morning with Jim Curd on a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Process at the state capitol if Oklahomans are going to prosper. She mentioned that in Monday's State of the State address, and she's urged